Saint and having an opportunity to play with them, and great career over at Faulkner State as well. And also the president and team owner and coach of the Pensacola Jets, our local semi-pro football team, is there on the sidelines, which is pretty cool. We're getting a call. So if it gets a little rowdy, remember, this is the Superdome, and people are excited to the Caesar Superdome, and we're excited to have an opportunity to get to have a guy on the sidelines broadcasting back to the people of Pensacola in the game against Jacksonville. Fred, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chad?
Not much. The excitement right there is, you could say, they're already there, already partying. What time did they let people into the stadium?
They started letting the VIPs in around about 5, and then everybody else around about 5:30, so...
Well, and the kickoff is tonight at what time is the – it's 7 o'clock kickoff, right?
7 o'clock, yeah.
7 o'clock, all right. And, Fred, you've seen a lot down there. What is from the people that you talk to, because you get to talk to some of the former players and talking to the people, who for the most part do you think they want starting? And they're going to use them both in different ways, but do you think more people in New Orleans and more of the team want Jameis or Taysom being the starter?
Well – here's the deal with that, and I just actually got through talking to James. But the thing about it is, we're so used to Drew with the strong arm, throwing the ball 70, 80 yards down the field, that they want that back. You know, because when we was, like, doing that, I mean, we had those guys like Devery Henderson, you know, Marcus Colston, we had those really fast guys, and Drew Brees is launching it, so they want that back. And because James has a stronger arm and likes to go deep, that's what they want to see. Throw the ball. You know, they want to get back to that 2009 championship team as far as how we aired the ball out. You know, they talk about Taysom. Taysom brings a dual threat. Yes, he can go deep, but of course, you know, Jameis is a gunslinger, you know. So it's really kind of up in the air. They want the old back, but then they're looking for the new with Taysom here.
And I think it can work because of Taysom has certain qualities that makes him unique and able to do that. So I agree. I think if they're going to be successful long-term, if Jameis can find it, and then they can use Taysom on those fourth and twos or the plays that they need with the gadgets, knowing that he can throw the ball. But Taysom is an everyday thrower. It's not going to work long-term. I think that's a good point there, and I would agree with you on that. Looking right now, if tonight's game, when you got Trevor Lawrence on the other side, you know, what have you heard from your defensive guys, Fred? Because you're a defensive end. When you talk about getting ready to play against Lawrence, is there a little more of an edge to prove that this just deemed number one pick, the holy of holies when it comes to, like, the draft, is the guy they're going up against? Are people ready to lay a licking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more so how do we use our depth? I mean, because, you know, you look at it like the defensive ends, you know, of course, you know, Marcus Davenport, Cam Jordan, you know, those guys are unstoppable. So you got Trevor Lawrence, you know, coming into the dome, you know, last time he was in the dome, he got framed by LSU in the national championship. I was there for that game, too. so he's having flashbacks to seeing ghosts right now, like who was that? Sam Donald said that? You see ghosts?
Yes.
But, yeah, so that's what's going on right now, man. I mean, you know, these guys, our defense this year, I think it has improved a lot. Yeah, we got some issues in the secondary, only with corners. I mean, our safeties are great. Linebackers are great. D-line is great. So our front four with the pressure, it's going to take the pressure off of the corners. And I see Trevor Lawrence being on his back a lot.
Fred, you're around there in the locker room on the sidelines with those guys right now. What's the demeanor right now? Michael Thomas seems like, you know, what I've heard in practice, he's getting back to his old school self, but which is one of the best, at one point was the best receiver in the NFL. But what is the take? Is he, you think this is going to be another one of those great seasons for him?
I think so. I think once he, you know, heals up from his surgery, because last year that was the part of it. You know, he didn't do what he needed to do, you know, to make it durable and last. He kind of took the easy way out. But I think once he gets back to form, he will, because of the fact that he got a lot to prove. You know, a lot of people are doubting him. I mean, you know, they're saying, oh, he's like number 6 now, number 7. So he's got a chip on his shoulder. You know, when you miss a half a season like that, it's like it's unfinished business. Think about the season when Kamara missed half the season and came back last year and just wrecked shop. You know, so these guys, they have a chip on their shoulder. Listen to these young guys, they have to prove that they're still the best, regardless of injury or not.
Fred, looking right now at the stadium, I know there was a lot of concern. Every stadium is going to be a little different, but it's great to hear the people in the background. And last year, I think it hurt the Saints a lot not to have a lot of people, and a lot of stadiums didn't have anyone, but the Saints had to go to about 20% capacity, which the Saints, anybody knows, when you go to the Superdome, it's a huge advantage for the home team. So you look at the stadium this year, and they've talked about the vaccinations or the masks. How has the atmosphere looked from what you've seen? I know it's only 5:56, but we got an hour and 4 minutes before kickoff. But what is the atmosphere looking like from the fans? Are they excited to be back and have an opportunity to be at home?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, walking up to Champion Square at 4:30, I mean, you know, people are starting to come in. And of course, you know, most people are still at work. It is Monday, so most people are getting off work and that. So. And by the time 5 o'clock got here, it started really piling in out there. And what they do, they hang out there for about an hour, maybe about 6:30. It's when they start coming in, when the lights go off, for some reason, the stadium looks empty. But when the lights go off for introductions and it comes back on, the stadium magically just fills up. I don't know how it happens, but it does. And that's every single game it does that. So, I mean, you know, with the protocols, I mean, you know, having to have the vaccination or negative COVID test. I mean, that a lot of people, you know, can't come because of that, whether it's because of whatever reason it is. But a lot of people feel much safer because they're doing their job and saying, you know what, we're going to have a packed, you know, crowd this year. We're going to have no limit on capacity, but we're going to make sure everybody is safe. And you can't ask for no better than that. You know, last year I went to 3 of the home games. It was horrible. You know, 3,000 people was the limit. And in the dome, 3,000 people is like 4 people.
It was different. It was a different feel. I mean, even that moment where Drew Brees, you knew it was his last moment, just didn't have the same feel, you know, when there was only 9,000 people watching it, you know?
Right. I mean, you know, when this thing is 72,000 strong, man, it is crazy. And I think they need that this year especially. The crowd is going to be behind the Saints. They already sold out the whole season, of course. And we got some good home games. I mean, starting with the Packers, which I'll be at that game as well. But, you know, it's going to be a great feel to have this dome quaking again, to have everybody beating on the rafters and the sides of the walls and chanting who that. Yeah, it's going to energize the team because they didn't have that last year.
Fred, you know a lot about the team, a lot of these young guys trying to make the cut out there. You know the feeling as you were battling a lot of times in training camp over there. What are some of the young guys maybe to keep an eye on today that might go the extra mile trying to make the team?
Well, definitely you got a couple of linebackers. You got, you know, Zach Braun and you got Warner who we just drafted. You know, those guys are going to make an impact. You know, Braun had a great game against Baltimore. We brought Kwon Alexander back, and he's doing great. But basically, I would like to see our rookie corner, Adepayo, I think his name, Adelapo, Alpo, whatever. It's one of those weird names, but I want to see him. I want to see what he can do against an arm like Trevor Lawrence because we need that other side of Lattimore. You know, we don't have it yet. Surprisingly enough, Ken Crawley has answered the call during training camp, so... that's pretty surprisingly, but I definitely want to see him. I definitely want to see the receivers. I want to see the rookie Juan Baker out of South Alabama. I want to see him get a chance because, you know, he had a chance to make a good play last week against Baltimore, but Ian Brooks didn't throw it, you know, far enough.
Hey, Fred. Buddy. We're at the top of the hour break, but we just want to say, man, it was awesome getting this call and you know, always enjoy the time and have fun at the game tonight. And I'm glad Pensacola got this call.